Harare Municipopolis clashed with some illegal street traders in the central business district after they confiscated goods such as clothes, tomatoes, cabbages and related items. Following the raids, the street traders, holding placards denouncing the local authority and singing revolutionary songs, gathered at the city council headquarters demanding their wares back. Samuel Wazai, director of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, told Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri, while in police custody, that the clashes started when the angry vendors staged a peaceful protest outside the council offices.
They just wanted an explanation from the authorities how their goods were being confiscated, regardless of the fact that they are registered and they've got the city of Harare cards, which makes them very, very legal vendors. So they wanted just to have that explanation. And then the fracas started when the Minister of Police started using force, beating up vendors, and we have been detained.
Wazai said some charges have already been laid against them.
They just wanted an explanation from the authorities how their goods were being confiscated, regardless of the fact that they are registered and they've got the city of Harare cards, which makes them very, very legal vendors. So they wanted just to have that explanation. And then the fracas started when the Minister of Police started using force, beating up vendors. And we have been detained. And, it's about 25 of us. We probably appear in court tomorrow. Or we don't know. We don't know if they are charging us with public violence. There was no option to pay fine. The authorities are not prepared to engage in a formal and constructive way of dealing with these issues. We believe that violence is not necessary, and the dialogue is the solution.
Freelance journalist Edgar Gweshe, who was covering the protest, was briefly detained by the municipal police for allegedly taking pictures of the violent scenes at townhouse. The Combined Harare Residents Association said it had dispatched a team of lawyers to the police station. Mejuri Govu, a street vendor who was not detained by the police, said there is no reason for the council to team up with the Zimbabwe Republic Police to intimidate and lock them up, as vending is their only source of livelihood. Peter Jack, chairperson of another vendor's representative body, Mobile Youth Foundation, claimed that some agents of the National Spy Network, the Central Intelligence Organization, and youth militias allegedly linked to the government were part of the municipal police currently raiding vendors in the city.
What is happening is the municipal police, including the border guards, trained, attached staff, are attacking vendors. They are collecting wares from vendors. Some are demanding money as bribe, as much as $10. The town clerk, the acting town clerk, is on record that council is not confiscating vendors' goods. But to our surprise today, they are confiscating those goods and beating the vendors in the streets.
But council spokesperson Michael Chideme denied that municipal police assaulted vendors today and that they were being assisted by state security agents.
No, the municipal police did not attack the informal members of the informal sector. Actually, they were making sure that the members of the informal sector who had ransacked the townhouse offices were removed out of townhouse so that they don't destroy property. Our officers did not manhandle the vendors, but they made sure they were out of townhouse building because they were paying for blood, the vendors. But our municipal officers made sure nothing was destroyed at townhouse.
But we've got pictures to that effect.
Yes, they were removing them from townhouse because we don't accept people who come to make noise, right? Yes, because they were paying for blood here. In terms of, they were saying they wanted their goods, but those goods were confiscated legally because they were being sold from undesignated sites, and as a deterrent, we confiscated them.
Although the Harare City Council is relocating vendors to some designated vending points, the street traders say the new sites cannot cater for thousands of people currently selling various wares in the capital city central business district. Indications are that some of the vendors who were removed from the streets recently are returning to their old vending sites to sell their wares after normal working hours when municipal police have gone home. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Yeah.